Welcome to a review of the Decalc Scripter, produced for you by Excite Interactive. Here is your host, Damian Sadler.
That's the dumbest sexual voice I've ever heard in my life.
Hello everybody, my name is Damian Sadler from Excite Interactive, a new company I started up quite recently. I am here today to demonstrate to you one of my developments, which must have started about 4 or 5 months ago. It hasn't got an official title, it's either known as Decalc Demo Maker or Decalc Scripter, or Decalc Script Writer. It is basically a program which includes in it the Speak43 Decalc Demo application, and a README that is basically made up of the README for the Decalc, the manual for creating, and some of my docs in there too. And what this program basically does is automates the scripting of Decalc. It will write the phonemes, the line, the command, whatever you want to put, it will write that into a demo file in the Speak43's working directory, which is program stored in the program's working directory. I've got to tell you before we start, actually, the reason you're not hearing my jaws clearly is because I'm using a Skype phone as a microphone, and because that is classed as another audio device, another sound card audio device, it will not allow me to record jaws from the original sound card. If I had one, and if my microphone hole was fully working, I would use a proper microphone. But since my microphone hole got bent by some idiot, I haven't been able to use microphones in there since. Therefore, I've had no need for a microphone, so I actually managed to sell some of them off. Anyway, this Decalc program.
Decalc Demo Maker V2.4 dialog.
We have now got a window which classes itself as a dialog for some odd reason. It has no controls on it, so I can't see how it does. But we do have a menu bar. We have.
Menu bar, file, alt, plus F.
We have the file menu. In there, we have.
Menu, file, menu, create, sub, menu, C.
We have create.
Run the Decalc Demo Speak43 control R to activate R.
We have the run Speak43 demo, which will actually run the Decalc thing within the program, and will let you hear what you have created.
Close down program, Alt F4 to close D.
Close down program, fairly obvious. Everybody else calls it exit, but I thought I'd have a little bit of a change.
Create sub menu C.
In create, then, we have
phoneme control F to activate D.
Phoneme. This is what you would choose if you wanted to make Decalc sing.
Right line of text, control L to activate L.
Right line of text, that just lets you write a standard text into an input box for speaking.
Use built-in voice submenu, U.
Use built-in voice. This lets you choose from a list of voices that ship with Decalc. So if we have
perfect Paul, default shift P to activate E.
Default is perfect Paul.
Beautiful Betty, shift D to activate E.
Beautiful Betty.
Dr. Dennis, shift D to activate E.
Dr. Dennis.
Frail Frank, shift F.
Frail Frank.
Huge Harry, shift
Huge Harry.
Kit the Kid.
Rough Reader.
Uppity Ursula.
Whispering Wendy.
Perfect Paul.
And then we're back to perfect Paul.
Voice command submenu.
And if we go back to the file create submenu, we now have another submenu called voice commands, which lets you change the existing voice. So we have
voice rate, control S to activate R.
Voice rate, it's control S because it's speech, not speech, speed, sorry. And control R is already being taken up by the run command.
Voice pitch, control E to activate.
Voice pitch.
Voice intonation, expression, control E to activate.
Voice intonation expression is control E for expression.
Voice rate control S to activate.
And we're back to voice rate.
Voice effects submenu.
And then below that we have effects, which is new from this version. which has in it
tone generator control T to activate T.
Tone generator.
Dialer control T to activate T.
Dialer. That lets you enter numbers and it will generate DTMF tones. DTMF tones, for those who don't know, are the phone tones you get when you press numbers on a telephone. Yeah, and that's all we have in the file menu.
Help menu about controller to activate A.
And in the help menu, for some odd reason, the only thing available is about. Now, I seriously swear I thought I put a menu manual option in, but I obviously didn't. So I'll have to update that and re-release it, if you like. Anyway, there's just an about version. Just an about option. So, let me show you how this works.
File menu, create submenus.
I think that I want to create a phoneme.
Phoneme control N.
I want it to sing my name. So I'm going to go to create phoneme.
Enter, leaving menus, phoneme dialog. Please type the sound you want DeckTalk to make. Edit.
Please type the sound I want DeckTalk to make. Now there is a list of supported phonemes in the README, and if I was to type something wrong. So let's just say, for example, there's no such phoneme as J. So let's put J in and see what happens.
J. Enter alert dialog. Supported phonemes are I, I, L, I, X, A, B, C, H, D, D, H, A, N, A, F, G, H, X, I, X, E, J, H, K, L, L, X, M, N, N, X, R, O, A, P, R, 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 S, S, H, T, T, H, L, V, W, Z, Z, H. Please type one of the above phonemes or C to insert a pause. OK button. Enter phoneme blank.
No, that's all far too quick, and it has been suggested to me to put in a read-only edit box containing those phonemes if an invalid one is chosen. So, I'm going to put Damien as phonemes. So the first one I would put is D.
Enter time dialog. Please type time in milliseconds for the pre.
Now a D is not a very long sound. D, D, D. Which usually suggests to me about 50 milliseconds. So if I type 50?
Zero.
Excuse me, my voice went very high then for some other peculiar reason. But yes, my voice went really high. If I press enter on that, I've just written 50.
Enter note dialog. Please type the note.
What note? Okay, notes are easier in DeckTalk than if you were to try and do it with the tone generator, for example, or the PC beep, or trying to make Orpheus sing. Notes in DeckTalk are represented by numbers. For example, 1 is C, 2 is C sharp, no, sorry, 1 is C2, C2 being the bottom note of a standard 61-note keyboard. If I had QWS open, I would show you, but I don't, so I can't really sing it either. But anyway, yeah, 1 is C2, 2 is C sharp 2, 3 is D2, 4 is E flat 2, 5 is E2, 6 is F2, etc, etc, and it goes up to 37, which is C5. And I must say, it isn't actually a very accurate C. I don't know why, but it is it's sort of in between a C and a C sharp, so I very rarely use that. I always go up to 36 if I want to. So, I want it to sing me a middle C. For that, I would type 25. So let's type 25.
5.
2, 5.
Enter additional arguments dialog. Type slide up to slide up, slide down to slide down, or just click OK to keep it as one note edit.
Right. This is the main reason why I even thought of developing this, because I made a DeckTalk include file for the programming language I use. For those of you who are interested, it's AutoIt. For those of you who aren't, well, I'm afraid that's what I'm using for the moment. I am learning Visual Basic, I am learning C++, but for the moment, until I am confident that I know them programming languages as much as I know AutoIt, I am using AutoIt. Anyway, additional arguments. I wrote a DeckTalk include file for AutoIt that would allow me to use loops to slide notes up and down, rather than sitting there taking hours just to encode an expression in Notepad. I'm sorry if you can hear background noise, but I'm in a hostel, so it's sort of... sorry. Anyway, so yes, that's why I originally made the DeckTalk include. But then somebody suggested to me... that I create... sorry, somebody's just signed into my MSN. That I create a program that would support all the options of DeckTalk. Now, I just loved that idea and decided I would take it on. I didn't find it that hard to create, actually. I thought it was actually harder than it was. Excuse me for a clock. Anyway, so much going on. Anyway, so I wrote this program, and I thought, okay, now that I've got all this working, I will put slide up and slide down options in there. Now, if I wanted to, I could slide up to 37 or slide down to 1, but as it's only a D, it will have no effect. It will just make the D longer and more tedious and boring. So I think we'll leave that as it is.
Enter. DeckTalk Demo Maker V2.4 dialog.
Now it's taking me back to the main window. Now it has written that phoneme to the demo.txt file in the working directory /program/demo.txt, which is obviously where the Speak43 demo application is. Next thing is to create another phoneme. So instead of going to the file menu, I think I'm just going to press Control N.
Control N, phoneme dialog. Please type the sound you want DeckTalk to make.
This time I wanted to make a sound called A. Now, A is written EY. Don't ask me why it's an E. I think it's because AY is I, which you can just about imagine. I, AY, yes. That sounds fairly logical to me. So, when? I've now got to write A.
Why? Enter time dialog, please type.
Now, I can go 50 for this one.
Zero.
The only reason is because I'm going to demonstrate slides.
Enter no dialog, please type.
I'm going to go on middle C.
Five.
Same as the D was.
Enter additional argument.
Now, additional arguments, I'm going to type slide
space.
Down.
Okay. Enter slide down dialog. Please enter the value to finish slide on edit.
Now, to finish the slide, it's going to end on 13, which is a C below middle C, so C3.
1, 3, 1, 3. Enter DeckTalk Demo Maker V2.4 dialog.
Now I need to create an M phoneme.
Control N, phoneme dialog. Please type the sound you want DeckTalk to make. Edit.
So a M phoneme is just simply M.
M. Enter time dialog. Please type.
I can go 100.
1, 0. Enter no dialog. Please.
13.
3.
Same as the A ended on.
3 blank.
Now I'm not sure how A works with slides. It might go A, or it might just go A. And excuse me if you can hear a phone ring in the background, that's not mine, so I'm just going to ignore it.
3-1, blank. Enter additional arguments dialog, type slide up the slide.
We're just going to leave it normal.
Enter, DeckTalk Demo Maker V2.
So we've got Dame at the moment. Now I'm not a Dame, I'm a Damien. So.
Control N.
No, sorry, not Control M, Control N.
Control N, phoneme dialog.
Anyway.
Please type the sound.
Dame E, so E is I, Y.
I, Y. Enter time dialogue. Yeah. Please type time.
I'm going to go 100.
What's it, zero?
Again, I'm going to do a slide on this.
Enter no dialogue, please.
13.
Three. Enter additional arguments.
And I'm going to slide down.
D-E space up. Enter slide down.
I want to slide down to 8.
8 left.
Is that right? Yes, it's right. That's a G.
Enter Dectic Demo Maker V2.4 dialogue. Control N, phoneme dialogue.
Demi. Now, is a X. Don't ask me why it's an X. That's the one I've never found very logical. Same as I haven't found IX, LX, or NX, or HX logical. Why X's? That's ridiculous. Anyway, that's not my choice, that's DeckTalk's choice, but there you go. Maybe I should make it so that you can just type H and it will type in HX, I don't know. But, yes. But at the moment, we're not doing H, we're doing so AX.
AX, left. Enter time dialogue. Please type time in milliseconds. Zero.
We'll have that going for half a second.
Enter no dialogue, please.
And we're gonna have it on 8.
Eight, left. Enter additional arm. Enter. Detect.
And we're gonna go new.
Control N.
We're gonna have an N.
Left.
For N. We've done Damia. Now we need to do N.
Enter time dialogue, please.
Time 50.
Zero. Zero.
Because again, you guessed it, I'm going to slide.
Enter note dialogue. Please type the note to be sang between 1 and 37. Edit.
The note to be sang between 1 and 37. We're going to have it on 8.
8. Left. Enter addition.
We are going to slide down.
Enter slide.
We are going to slide down to 1.
1 left. Enter.
Then we're going to make a new phoneme. For N, to make it a long N,
enter time dial.
At the end, we're going to have that going at a second, I think.
Zero.
So 1,000 milliseconds equals a second.
Enter. No dialogue. Please, one.
Note 1,
one. Enter.
No additional arguments,
enter.
There we go. Now, we run it, and we hear the results. Wow.
Running dialogue, OK button, running speed 43, exe from C / documents and settings / distortion / my documents / programs / excite / utilities / specific applications / detected / program. Please press OK to continue.
I forgot to put the message in there. Gee, it even tells you the directory it's going in. OK.
Enter. Damn.
Now we're in the Speak 43 application, so now we can go up and down.
Phone on. D50, 25, A50, 25, A50, 24, A50, 23, A50, 22, A50, 21, A50, 20, A50, 19, A50, 18.
So you can tell we're doing a slide now.
A50, 17, A50, 16, A50, 15, A50, 14, A50, 13, M100, 13, E100, 13, E100, 12, E100, 11. E100, 10, E100, 9, E100, 8, X500, 8, N50, 8, N57, N56, N55, N54, N52, N51, N1001, blank.
And there we have it. That is the file that the program has actually created. Now let's add to that. So let's open ddmv2.4.exe.
Enter. Demo Maker V2.4 dialogue.
Now I think I want to generate some music. So I'm going to go to the file menu.
Alt-dev.
No, I'm not.
Menu.
Yes, I am.
Down program. Run the detective demo. Create submenu.
Create.
Write news built-in voice sub. Voice command. Effects submenu. E.
Effects.
Tone generator. Control T to activate. T.
Control T. Okay, thank you for that.
Enter. Leaving menus. Tone dialogue. Please type the tone you wish to generate. 1 BNC. 2 BNC. Sharp, etc. Edit.
This is something I implemented. I implemented it to be the same as DeckTalk because the frequencies were just too much. Yes, some people can use frequencies, I can use frequencies, but other people can't. So I implemented it so that you could use it the same way you'd use DeckTalk. So I'm going to choose 13 for a C.
3. Enter tone length dialog. Please.
I'm going to choose 300 milliseconds.
3C0. Enter. Detect demo maker V2.4 dialog.
So I've got a C.
Control T tone dialog. Please type the tone you wish. 8. Enter tone length dialog. Please type time in millisecond. 1C0. Enter. Detect depth control T.
So I'm just
step
here.
1C0. Enter. Detect control T. 8. Enter tone was 0, enter, detect control T, blank, 9, enter tone length 3C0, Z3Z, enter, detect control T, blank, 9, 9, blank, 8, enter tone length dialog. 6C0, enter, detect demo mic control T, tone length, blank, 2, enter tone 3C0, enter, detect control, blank, 3, enter tone length 6C0, enter, detect.
So now we have this.
Control R. Enter.
Yes, I'm sorry. It seems like DeckTalk is pretty unresponsive when it comes to tones. Let's see if that will happen again for us. And I've successfully closed down the DeckTalk. Hang on.
Enter.
No, it doesn't seem to like that. Oh well. You can guess what I wanted it to do, but it didn't. So let's.
Alt tab, detect, hold. Alt tab, demo text, edit.
Alt tab,
detect, hold. Alt tab, detect, demo maker, V2.
There we go, DeckTalk demo maker. Now we're going to add to that and use the phone dialer. We're going to dial my mobile number, I think, because I don't mind people having that if they can recognize DTMFs.
Create submenu. Phone right line of text. Phone control right news. The point of event. Home D. Dialer can enter. Leaving menus. Dialer dialog. Please type the numbers you wish to dial. Edit.
Give you DTMF recognizes a bit of a challenge. Okay.
Enter. Detect demo maker V2.4 dialog.
That will have dialed them now.
Control R running. Enter. C / window / system.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I'm quite happy now. So let's convert this to a WAV file. Now hopefully the WAV file will be more responsive with the tones as well. Damien.
Yes. Nope. Yes, but enter demo text edit. All dev 4. Detect demo maker V2. All dev 4. Deck. Space. Enter.
Wanna hear it?
Eight of. More. And. Damien. Enter. First.
Damien. That was just right with the tones there. Let's have that again, I love that. So yeah, that's my little DeckTalk demo maker. Like I say, you can create voices with it and change existing ones and make each voice have arguments. If you want, you can visit my website, http://x-site.brandoncole.net. That's x-sight.brandoncole.net. On there you will find audio, games, sound fonts, a top speed page, a developer's resource, and lots of other stuff from Excite Interactive. Thank you very much for listening. Damien Sadler from Excite Interactive. Thank you very much. Goodbye.